رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه ومن ولاه. أما بعد، مدير سيك برادرز اند سيستر ان اسلام، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Our class today inshallah will be about استحلال محارم الله, the dissolutions of God's prohibitions. Please actually find exactly a chair for Brother Lutfillah, because this is not normal for me. He's going to confuse me when he sit down on the floor like this. He always have like sitting in a chair. Barakallah fikum, inshallah ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us this story of the people who used to live in the shore. Live in the shore in the Red Sea. There is a town there called Ayla. Ayla, it is a town on the shore of the Red Sea between Egypt and Medina. You know, when you have you are in Egypt, you cross the Red Sea, you find yourself in Medina. So this town actually used to be actually in a town, children of Israel. They live in this town on the sea, and they survive with the fish, to catch the fish. So this story is for us. But the ayah revealed it to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because in Medina he has some Yahud, and they do a lot of tricky. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala remind us in Surah Al-A'raf, Surah number 7, ayah number 163. That's the tafsir Quran to go through, and we see what happened. Inshallah ta'ala. Allah, he want to tell his messenger, Ya Muhammad, those Yahud are in the city. They know this story very well in their book. They try to hide it, because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forbid them to catch the fish in Saturday. Why? Because the deen Allah azza wa jalla al-Islam, and Allah commanded the Christian and the Jew to have Friday, to celebrate Friday and to pray, to make a special ceremony in Friday, include the Jew and the Christian. So al-Yahud, they don't like Friday. They said, we love Saturday, Sabbath. Call it Sabbath, subhanAllah. Then after that, Allah ordered his messenger, tell them, Ya Muhammad, about the town, which exactly from their Salaf, their grandfather, they used to live in the Ayla, in the shore of the Red Sea, and tell them about what the tricky way they did it with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they did the same thing in Medina. They did it with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A woman was in a market. Yahud Bani Qaynuqa, a woman, she went to buy gold from a Jewish man in the market in Medina. She went to deal with him, to buy from him. So they got a chair for her, and she sits until he bring all the gold to choose. One of them in Medina came from the back, and he took the kerf or the tail of the shoes of the Muslim woman in the market, and he hooked in her shoulder. Reason for that, when the woman will stand up, her awra, with private part, will be showing. And that's what happened. The woman, actually, after the Jewish man came, and he took the tail or the end of her clothes, and he hooked in the shoulder while she was busy to check the gold. When she stood up, what happened after that? Her awra became showing, and they laugh. Yahud Bani Qaynuqa in Medina. Then one of the Muslims in the market, he found this incident, he came and he killed the Jewish man. then all the seller, they are together. You know, they always together. They support each other. A man, when he come from Israel, they open for him a store with millions of dollars to help him. And then you pay us in installment payment. They need to support each other. Look at the Muslim, what we did against each other. So they killed the Muslim, the seller, and the Yahud in the market, and they killed the Muslim. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought the order. He said, Wallahi, they will never remain with us in Medina, and he kicked them out. They always try actually to find a way, scam, to do it with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the same thing, the story, the Prophet, the Allah remind his messenger, tell them that Muhammad, which is written in their book, but they try to hide it. When they found the truth, they try to hide the truth. But remind them, the Prophet ﷺ, he never see this town. He never been there. Who told the messenger ﷺ, Al-Quran revelation came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's we read the ayat. And we'll go for the tafsir, inshaAllah ta'ala, bi-iznillah, because this is the message for us too, because Muslim do the same thing today. Muslim do the same thing today. He knows where is the haram. He knows what's forbidden. And he tried to actually do exactly. Yeah, say, subhanAllah. He opened a grocery store. Halal, alhamdulillah. Tab, what happened? Why are you selling wine? Why are you selling pork? Why you have lottery machine? What is it? Said, alhamdulillah, I don't sell it direct. I hire a Spanish boy, Christian, and I give him different machine. So he collect any money come from haram. But the other machine, alhamdulillah, I sell all the halal. Trick away the same thing. Let's we read that, go direct to the ayah, inshallah ta'ala. Surah Al-A'raf, surah number 7, ayah number 163. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم واسألهم عن القرية التي كانت حاضرة البحر إذ يعدون في السبت إذ تأتيهم حيتانهم يوم سبتهم شرعا ويوم لا يسبتون لا تأتيهم كذلك نبلوهم بما كانوا يفسقون. فضلوا.
Surah number 7, verse number 163, and ask them about the town that was by the sea, when they transgressed in it, in the matter of the Sabbath, when the fish came to them openly on the Sabbath day, and the day they had no Sabbath, they did not come to them. Thus we give them trial because they were differently disobedient.
Sahih. We're going to take piece by piece. Ask them, Ya Muhammad. Ask them to show them that the revelation of Al-Quran is haq, is true. They know very well about their grandfather in this town. They know what happened to them. Because this is leading that Allah mutated them to Aib and Khinzir. Both these people in the town, Allah punished them. And they became like in a form of ape, in a form of khinzir. And this is very good lesson for us too. I choose this class for you to end to have this ayat. Because the town has been divided to three groups of people. And that's what happened with us today too. Muslims are divided to two, in a different group. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم انقسمت اليهود إلى سبعين فرقة. The Jew has been divided to 70 factions or 70 groups. وانقسمت النصارى إلى 71 فرقة. And the Christian has been divided to 71 groups. وتنقسم أمتي and my أمة. The Muslim أمة will be divided to 73 and another nation more than 70. طيب, what happened to the Rasulullah for all these groups? قال كلهم في النار. All of them are in a hellfire, except one. It means the group, the faction, or the groups of the Yahud, the Christian, and the 72 groups of the Muslim. All of them are in a hellfire, except one. Qaluman, the Sahaba, it was scary for them. They were trembling. Who is this, Ya Rasul? Qala ma ana alayhi wa ashabi. Whoever follow me and follow my companions. You don't have any choice. Today, Muslim are different group, Sheikh Hassan. Different groups. And everybody feel, I am the right. Shia, Qadianiyya, Qadianiyya, Jazliyya, Ismailiyya, Ahmadiyya, Tijaniyya. I said that Tijaniyya, the brother, he told me, I'm going to kill you if you mention it in the khutbah. Tijaniyya, you understand?
Fatimiyya.
All this but Fatimiyyun. Different. Exactly. Everybody has a different. Ya Akhi, Ya Sheikh Lutfillah, the Quran and Sunnah is clear. Why I have to take choose a different group to be separate from the Muslim? Why? You tell me. This is actually what happened. So this town used to be in a town called Ayla. Ibn Abbas or Imam al-Tabari exactly said Ibn Abbas from Ibn Jarir also. Ibn Jarir al-Tabari from Ibn Abbas, he said it is the town in the shore between Egypt and the Medina. In the shore. Town, kind of people, they live there, survive with the food. The main food for them is the fish. So when they refuse to follow the command of Allah in Friday, he said, we loved Saturday. Why you love Saturday? What's the difference between Friday and Saturday? What's the difference? He said, because Allah is sleeping in Saturday. قال تعالى في كتاب الكريم الشيخ الحسن وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامِ وَمَا مَسَّنَا مِنْ لُغُوبِ. Indeed, we have created the heaven and earth in 6 days. وَمَا مَسَّنَا مِنْ لُغُوبِ. And no fatigue. No fatigue for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they claim that Allah became tired. So in Saturday he sleep. So we do whatever we like. That's why they choose Saturday. If you are in Brooklyn, anybody live in Brooklyn? Okay, what happened to the store in Brooklyn on Saturday? Nothing. Dead. You go to actually the street, the busy commercial street, everybody closed. Why you closed? Because this is Sabbath. Exactly, this is the day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They believe Allah created the days, created the heaven and earth in 6 days, but in the day number 7, which is Saturday, he got tired, he slept. They don't cook, they don't work, they don't anything. Allah punished them because of that. So the town, we know it, call it what? What is the name of the town? Ayla. Ayla. Got it? Inshallah ta'ala. Hi. It was closer to the water. So the people who live closer to the water, the main dish will be for them is what? The fish and seafood. Seafood is halal, Sheikh Yunus. You know some Muslim here? They say shrimp is haram. Scallop is haram. Okay. Okay, what's you call it? The one,
oyster.
What is the big one? What you call it?
Lobster.
Haram. Why haram, Yaki? The crab. Why haram? Why is haram, Yaki? They follow the same 4 steps of the Yahud because the Yahud, they don't eat it. They don't eat the shrimp. They don't eat the scallop. They don't eat the lobster. They don't eat anything like this. In the clams. Clams is halal or haram, ya Sheikh Hassan. The clam. Who said it's haram? Give me any dalil from the Quran and Sunnah. Allah, when he said exactly in for the water, وَأُحِلَّ لَكُمْ صَيْدُ الْبَحْرِ. أُحِلَّ, it's mean halal for you. To catch anything you come from the ocean, except what the Prophet ﷺ said, anything you has a poison, do not cause harm for yourself. That means you will be forbidden. So anyway, they make it. Some of the Muslim, they say, if you find a fish swimming in the top of the water dead, haram to eat this kind of fish. Why? You have to catch it live and leave the fish to die voluntarily. Leave the fish to die voluntarily, then we eat it. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. هو سيدنا عثمان 300 soldiers with him. They took the shore of the Red Sea and all the food was finished. They found a big fish.
Like a whale.
They stay. سيدنا عثمان, what did he say? If you are better than عثمان, that's up to you. If you feel you are better and you understand more than عثمان, that's up to you, my brother. I cannot form, exactly force you. So what you say? We'll stay here. They stay around the fish 9 days. 300 people to eat the dead fish.
9 days or 30 days?
9 days. Okay. طيب. إذ يعيدون في السبت. When they transgress it, they're in the matter of the Sabbath. What they do, the Sheikh Lutfi Allah. Allah, because of that, they are the one they choose the Sabbath. He forbid them to catch the fish in Saturday. You love it Saturday? No problem. You love Saturday? No problem. You are not allowed, it's forbidden for you to catch the fish Saturday. So what happened? In Saturday, what they do? Allah send millions of fish openly in the top of the water. You know, the fish sometimes stand up like a man. So the fish actually go from every side, everywhere, from everywhere. Million of fish in Saturday. And from Sunday until the end of the week, no single fish. Can you imagine about this? Not even a piece of fish. Who control the fish, Akhi? Is the fish glorifying Allah?
Yes.
Absolutely. Everything glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You remember Yunus alayhi salam when he became inside the belly of the fish? He's ordered by Allah. Allah ordered the fish. I send you not to kill and crush Yunus by your teeth, but I send you to be security and a nice place for Yunus temporary. The fish listen to Allah or not?
Yes.
Absolutely. So what happened after that? So the fish eating in the ocean. Subhanallah. And Yunus inside. Yunus alayhi salam inside. So the fish, any kind, the fish, the big fish, the whale, eat it, crush it, and digest it inside the stomach. And inside. But he said exactly, your stomach is not for Yunus. Your stomach will be available only for the other food. Miracle from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So what they did? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said, you are not allowed, you forbidden to catch the fish in Saturday. You love Saturday. You claim I'm sleeping. Here is a test. Big trial. No single fish in the rest of the week except Saturday. Million of fish. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. He يَوْمَ وَلَا تَأْتِيهِمْ يَوْمَ لَا يُسْبِتُونَ يَوْمَ سَبْتِهِمْ شُرَّعَ وَيَوْمَ لَا يَسْبِتُونَ لَا تَأْتِيهِمْ. And in the Saturday, the Sabbath, no fish are all. Command from Allah. No fish allowed to showing openly in the shore. Subhanallah. لَا حَوْلَ لَا قُوَةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. And I like exactly in Tajweed. Those who recite the Quran, what you have over la yasbitun in the page you have. Yeah? You have a small lam.
Yes.
Lam alif. You see la yasbitun? Okay. In the line number 3. La yasbitun. You have over noon, you have lam alif. That means in the qara'ah, you cannot stop in this ayah. You must continue the ayah without stop. But if you find the opposite side, also we taken, because I have 36 tape here, teach the tajweed. Some of the members, they were with me, have this 36 tape. Okay, but you find meme, when you find a small meme over, you have to stop. So, lam, you don't stop in the word. You have to continue and bring another word with it. And when you find the meme, you must stop, because if you don't do that, he will change the meaning totally in the Quran. كذلك نبلوهم بما كانوا يفسقون. My time is going to be 1 minute because Sheikh Lutfullahi has to come back to his work immediately. I have to stop and respect myself exactly for his time. Subhanallah. Time. This is actually what happened. Because Allah said in the end, those they did. We give them a trial because they were definitely what?
Disobedience.
Disobedience. Why? Because they bring the fish, that net. We're not going to fish that Saturday. We are not going to fish. Here we go. Here is a scam. We are not going to fish, exactly, because we know this is forbidden. We're going to put the Friday day in the net. And Saturday, the whole Saturday, no catching the fish at all. No catching the fish. Sunday morning, they go and find to collect the fish in Sunday. Trick away from this meaning. We'll continue the second ayat to see that these people divided to three groups. And what is the end? And this is a story for you and me, for all the Muslims, not to do the same action like the Yahud, because they are the best. They are professional to scam, to go in a different direction. This is haram, they go on the other side. Muslim, the same thing. The Yahud, they don't eat the legs of the cow. No legs, it's haram for them to eat the legs. They don't eat it. And where is the Muslim? The Muslim, they go secretly. I found one of them one day. He just looked right and left, and he just entered the Jewish shop, and he carries a leg. And in the end, he put it in a halal store. Halal meat! Because the Yahud, they never eat the leg. Who make it forbidden for them? They are the one, they made it difficult for themselves. Allah, exactly, he made the whole cow halal or haram. Why you take a part of the animal and you say this is forbidden? Why? So the Prophet came to make what they forbid in their religion to make it halal for them, but they don't follow him. They continue to do the same thing. And the Muslim, ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله, they go to the grocery store or the market, supermarket. Can I have one pound exactly salami? Kosher salami, make sure kosher. Kosher salami. Why you buy kosher salami? You going to die without the salami? The case will stop because of the salami. And exactly, so subhanallah, ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله, kosher. Because we don't have, we don't have like a halal salam. But alhamdulillah, some Muslim company now, they make everything, the hot dog, the salami, the bologna, the so and so, bacon. So they make it bacon also, the Muslim today. But some of the Muslim, they permit themselves, I needed the kosher, because kosher is halal. Probably ask a question before you leave. Can any one of the Jewish come to the halal store and to buy halal meat? So why we have to do that? Why we are the one how we are soft in our religion? Ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to give us the strength. We're going to continue the classes inshallah ta'ala tomorrow to exactly bring the second of the ayat. Barakallahu feekum. Jazakumullahu khairan. Subhanaka wa hamdik. Shara la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilaik. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.